Can you do that again?
Yes.
I'll do mine first.
All right. If we should, hey, here's a good thing. Like, you start it.
What a rush.
You come in, let's do a harm. No, just harmonize into one, and then it will all end with, what a rush.
Juice?
What's up, Ed?
How you doing?
I'm doing.
Can you officially give us an intro?
I'm going to give it to you real good, real hard.
Real wet.
And real wet. Welcome, everybody, to Juice Pro Wrestling episode 15. What's this episode called?
It is called Cruising for
a Bruising.
That's right. Cruising for a Bruising, coming at you live from the Green Door Network. Well, live right here, right now.
Live-ish.
The Juice, the Anvil, Neidhart. Big Threat and the Savage, and Big Ed the Assassin, my two Titanic Serbian tag team.
Sensations.
The sincere Serbian sensations. Two of the greatest guys in the world in here as always with JP Dub. Episode 15, here we are. We're a quarter of the way through.
How was your fourth?
My fourth. It was pretty good. How was your fourth?
It was hot.
It was really hot.
It was hot. I literally, it was so hot.
Hot temperature, sexy hot.
It wasn't Shawn Michaels' sexy boy.
He said both.
It's always both.
Yeah.
It was hot temperature wise, where the next person that came up to me, I wanted to kick in the gut and throw him through a table.
My God, a table! My God, Austin!
Other than that, it was pretty good, but it was just hot.
Yeah, super duper hot. Lots of alcohol that just didn't do anything until it didn't get hot. Which just, it never did. So
just sat and marinated.
Yeah. But good time nonetheless. Getting rained out on the fireworks, you know. Enjoyed it.
Hell of a fireworks show a few days later, though.
Hell yeah. I had a fireworks show over there this past weekend. Rocked a couple of gigs with Handsome Prick.
I thought you were going to say you had a fireworks show in your pants this weekend.
Well, yeah.
that's what I thought he was going to say. Too.
Yeah. I'm a gentleman. These guys have dark ideas. Yeah, I played a couple
of
shows.
Yeah, where Handsome Prick play?
Franklin House in Valparaiso. And shout out to Allison and Chuck from Fluid Coffee
Fluid.
Bar.
Two of the best people ever.
Yeah, for showing up. And, yeah, really appreciate it. I had a good time. Surprisingly, all the hipsters, well, most of them enjoyed it. There was a couple of really... Dude, there was a guy. All right, check this out. We're sitting at the table, and, like, there's bands playing, and this guy off in the corner in the booth, and he's, like, doing this. Like, he's playing, like, a fiddle, you know? And I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Like, he must be fucked up. And he wasn't playing nothing. He was air fiddling, you know? Well... Then I go outside to have a smoke, and he's out there in the parking lot playing a real fiddle. So my mind was blown, dude. I'm like, I'm that blind, you know? This dude really has a fucking fiddle now, and I'm like, what is going on? And Brad was telling me, I wasn't aware. I guess he tried to come on when we were getting ready to come on or something. And they like did like the old school Hollywood where the hook comes out and just grabs you by the neck. Fucking like, no, took his ass out.
Plot twist, the fiddle was there the whole time.
I know, right? So insane. But yeah, good time. Shout out to Franklin House in Valparaiso and Fluid Coffee Bar. I had some people out from Devil's Trumpet. Good time. And then the next time we did it all over again in DeKalb, Illinois.
I was going to say, where at in DeKalb?
A place called the 7th Street Space. It smells like a toilet, but you know.
Did you keep it juicy?
That's a
there,
good time.
What?
Yeah, as much as I could. Montez was keeping me nice and juicy.
Montez, was he there?
Oh, yeah, he was shoving booze down people's throats while they were playing. Ratface, who's been on the show, episode 5, Derek Ratface Martha.
Mr. Ratface.
I apologize for you trying to play your ass off on the drums while Montez is shoving a half gallon of Skull Vodka down. I wish you had video going right now, because if you would have seen him while he's trying to play and he's trying to catch the vodka, like... It was like literally the most ridiculous thing ever. But good times nonetheless. Thanks to Ben and Gonzo, Minimum Wage Assassins, for having the prick out there. And yeah, that was my weekend, you know. There was a lot of good stuff that went on this weekend too that we'll get into, most notably New Japan Pro Wrestling and some UFC news as it relates to WWE and you know who.
before we get into the news of the week, I have a very important question.
Mm-hmm.
Given the fact that you had played a show on Friday and Saturday, is there going to be less screaming in this episode?
Fuck no!
No, of course not.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's get
you ready,
this,
Ed?
Let's do this.
I'm ready.
Let's do this news.
Let's get these nuts a stinking.
All right. Nut stinking story number one. What's it say here?
Let's skip over that one. We don't need that one.
The Shinsuke one?
Oh, no. That's okay. Go in.
What's his name?
Shitsuke Nakamura.
Shitstain Nakamura.
Shitstain Nakamura.
Oh, hey, surprise, guys.
Yeah.
Shitstain is coming on the show next week.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wait, I just got a text. He canceled.
He
said, my name's not Shitstain.
You should say my name. Say my name.
Say my name.
Shinsuke Nakamura to return
it's
to action.
It's not Shinsuke. It's Shinsuke.
Shinsuke Nakamura to return to action tomorrow on SmackDown against AJ Styles.
The U is silent.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I'll give you my quick little thought on that. It's how many times now has he faced AJ in WWE?
It's a
million
dude.
Times.
Like, I'm bored with it.
Yeah, everybody is. And, like, Shinsuke is a good wrestler, dude, but he's just... He won the Royal Rumble, and then he went into a feud with AJ Styles where AJ came out the champ every time, and he ended up turning heel, which was cool, but it's now kind of wearing, the shtick's kind of wearing out, you know? So I don't know. I just, they're classic WWE misusing the guy. Go back to New Japan, Shinsuke. Make some money, go back.
Next! What's next?
Who's next?
All right. I'm really interested about this because we always talk about kayfabe and trying to keep up certain appearances and knowing what's real and what's not. The next story is Jim Ross in a hospital after suffering a rib injury at New Japan Pro Wrestling G1 special. I watched a little bit of that with you, and it was the help me the one that I sat here and watched with you.
Yeah, no. Well, it wasn't during that match, I guess.
Well, the thing is, during that match,
the G1 special in San Francisco, it was Juice Robinson versus Switchblade.
Oh, okay. But the so we were watching another match. Who was it?
That was the Kenny Omega versus Cody Rhodes
right.
match.
Right, and there were people in the. There are people like professional onlookers, the people that are keeping an eye out on things.
Right.
You remember when that gate fell and that dude?
Yeah.
That gate smashed on that guy's legs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
So what happened to Jim Ross?
Well, it says right here, according to a report by John Pollock,
by God, good old JR
was in the emergency room this morning getting evaluated for a rib injury after the incident at the G1 special where the ringside barricade crashed into his booth, sending him falling to the ground. Mind you, Jim Ross is old as dirt. Ross alluded to the injury last night via a tweet and is said to be in a lot of pain. It says he's also reportedly very upset as he had previously asked New Japan officials to keep the wrestlers away from the announce booth, knowing that they do a lot of fighting in the audience. However, they did a spot right in front of him and the barricades weren't connected, so they immediately tipped over, took him out. Ross added that he will have to cancel 3 commitments this week as a result of his injury. So we'll see how much longer that relationship lasts now, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, that's directly. If he had to cancel 3 commitments, that's costing him money directly.
Yeah, but if New Japan's cool, which as far as I know their business dealings are cool, they'll take care of him, you know.
Yeah, for
they
sure
would, they almost would have to, I would think, but you know how it goes in the world of entertainment and Hollywood, whether it's movies, TV, or even fucking pro wrestling, there's, you know, there's politics, there's weird shit. So
for sure,
get well, JR.
Who's next? Hogan knows best.
Do you care about this story? Stephanie McMahon makes list of most influential women in sports.
I care about Steph a little bit. What about you, Ed?
I do.
Yeah.
Thought she was hot back in the day.
Yeah.
What do you say, fellas? Nice day to judge.
Yeah, she's great.
All right, next one. Is she an influential person nowadays?
Who's Steph?
In the company?
I would say, yeah, she's definitely going to run shit when Vince dies.
More than
she's
Shane.
The Triple H is the CEO, or is Vince the COO? And she's like, I don't know, she's something to do with like talent and a bunch of marketing shit. Steph's great. Good character too, because people hate her.
She can play on that too, man. She knows how to make people hate her.
She's a McMahon.
She's a McMahon.
Remember Mr. McMahon, the
Mr.
Stooges?
McMahon.
Gerald Briscoe and Pat Patterson. All right.
Are they still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat Patterson just came out not too long ago.
They're old.
Out of where?
The closet.
Oh, my.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all.
Who's next?
Paige opens up about being pie-faced.
whoa. Cut. Okay. Now, we all knew that she had opened up about being pie-faced a long time ago. We've seen the videos with Xavier Woods and who was the other... dweeb that was in WWE for a hot second, and the videos that she sent to Alberto Del Rio. So, you know, but I'm sorry, I just, that line just, you know, she's been pie faced many times.
I don't know what you're referring to, but Paige opens up about being pie faced.
There it is again.
All right. And told to lose weight by rude WWE fan.
I'm not a monster. I don't really care about that story.
All right.
This one, I'm interested. The next one.
Dolph Ziggler.
Have you ever wondered where he got his name from? Because you ever think of like Boogie Nights? It's got to be some, like Dirk Diggler. It's got to be some kind of play on that. I always thought it was. I'm curious to find out.
Isn't there a famous dude with a last name Ziggler that's like something important in history? Oh, man, I'm an idiot. Dolph Ziggler talks about the origins of his name, working with Drew McIntyre, and more.
Yeah, here it goes. The origin of his name, Dolph Ziggler, says he randomly got a call saying, you're going to TV to introduce something. We're going in a meeting right now. We're letting you know your name is David Diggler. What do you think about that one? In my head, he said, I've been fired twice. This is my last shot. I go, I hate it. This is the reality era, and I'm going to be David Diggler. He's like, do I have any say in this? They go, well, you're going to we're going into a meeting right now. If you can have something 15, but it's got to be a D first name and a D last name. I texted everyone I knew, and I tried to think of things. He says, I knew of a great-great-grandfather who was Rudolph and Dolph Lundgren. Wait, what's it? It says
Dolph Lundgren?
Lundgren, who was Rudolph and Dolph Lundgren, was from Rocky IV, and I needed a D, and I go, Dolph? And then I go, is there any way I can do Diggler at the end? He's like, so I got to Raw, and there was a little piece of paper that said Dolph Ziggler. They didn't really have long-term plans for me, which was fine. He's like, but I go, man, this might be my last chance. So I go to Vince, and Vince, it's the reality era. We're doing the stuff. You can Google my name. We can mix my name up and switch it a little bit. Dolph Ziggler sounds like a cartoon wrestler name. And he goes, it's different. People are going to remember it. I love it. Hey, you can hit. I love it. Get the fuck out of here, kid.
Oh, he's just yeah.
And he walked off before he finished the sentence. I go, all right, I tried. So
that's a good story.
It is.
Very stressful.
And it didn't end with Vince saying, you're fine.
Yeah. He's gonna be. Yeah. You do a good Vinnie Mac over there, Ed. I appreciate that.
Who's next?
Takashi hospitalized following the title defense at New Japan Pro Wrestling G1 special. Update on his condition.
Oh, yeah. He got fucked up pretty bad. I still haven't watched that match. I know he retained the junior heavyweight title.
Real or fake?
No, this is totally real. Neck injury, dude.
Oh, shit.
Get well soon, Takashi. He was fighting Dragon Lee in the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship match. After the match, was immediately taken to nearby hospital. He's currently undergoing a thorough evaluation. I don't know. I guess he was pretty beat up. Could have a broken neck. You know, that's serious shit. Could be retired.
They also do a bunch of they're a lot more acrobatic than.
Yeah. They're real hard, real stiff.
Yeah.
You know, I
joke
around.
The risks are real.
Yeah. But what's the reward?
I don't know.
The reward is you get to come on GPW and get talked about.
Yeah. Or you can be a guest.
Yeah.
Yep.
Door's always open, Takashi.
The green door is always open.
Takashi.
Get well soon. Here's one that I just found out. Go ahead, Sretton, with the next one.
NWA announces Flip Gordon will challenge for NWA title at Honor for All show on July 20th.
Yeah, so I knew there's a video out, the new 10 Pounds of Gold series that the NWA and Billy Corgan do, and Dave Lagana. Shout out to those guys. I think they do a great job with these videos on YouTube. But since Cody lost both shots at the ROH and the IWGP championship, I guess they're doing a thing now where it's Nick Aldis who is the current champion, NWA champ. He was supposed to face Cody, and the rules were he wanted to face title versus title, and so Cody's lost that. I don't know what's going on, but I read a headline that said, you know, ramifications that could change the all-in episode or main event for the NWA title. So I guess now it's going to be Flip Gordon. This might be beforehand. So if Flip Gordon somehow wins, which I don't think he's going to, he could be facing. How weird would that be, though? Because they've been talking about the book Flip story for a good long while now on being the Elite, and everybody's wanting this dude to get booked. So how weird would that be if he ended up becoming the NWA champ? But I don't see it happening. It's just all storyline stuff. But that would, I guess, kind of be cool if he wins it at the ROH Honor for All show on July 20th. We'll see where that goes.
How often does that promotion do that stuff where, like, maybe there's a chance they're going to do it. Like, maybe there's a chance he's going to win. For other people, do they occasionally like surprise everybody with stuff like that?
Yeah, sometimes. I don't see it happening.
How good's
here.
The writing is kind of my question.
I think right now with these guys, and like if you watch some of this NWA stuff, like the 10 Pounds of Gold series.
Awesome.
Great. Yeah. And like I said, Billy Corgan is producing and writing along with a guy named Dave Lagana, who was old school. I believe he worked in ECW before, WWE, Impact. They're doing some really cool stuff. He also did a lot of the early Broken Matt Hardy stuff with him and the Hardys and Jeremy Borash. Really good shit and really good cross-promotional stuff, because they're doing videos with Cody, too, and the new All Us channel and Cody's YouTube channel or whatever it's called. I think it's great, man. The writing outside of WWE is fantastic, whether it's Ring of Honor or New Japan or Impact now, and the NWA. The NWA isn't even really a full, like, on promotion where they have a roster or a TV show. It's totally different in the way they operate. You know, they are unique to that at more than any other promotion, whether it's Lucha or New Japan, WWE. They have a couple of guys that they bring in, but they're just using other people's platforms and networking, you know, like,
yeah.
It's totally different, kind of like what we, you know, want to do here, but it's really cool, and there's good storytelling going on, man. It's just
I do have to say that since we started the show, you know, I'm in pro wrestling now. I'm trying to watch things, and the easiest thing to watch is WWE,
right? Mm-hmm. But because that's what you're used to.
Yeah,
the availability of it.
Yes, for sure. And right. To be honest, I have a really hard time with it. Not always. The problem is the cheese factor that's always there.
Right.
But
that's pro wrestling.
But that stuff that used to hook me with wrestling, does it hook me? But watching that one match, because I was busy, we watched a couple days ago. You and I sat down and we watched that G1 special, and it was a Kenny Omega match. And man, I was like, I had to leave. Like we had lunch together. Mm-hmm. We were watching the match, but I was in. Like I had to take off, but. All that stuff that I love about pro wrestling, all the silly shit, the awesome acrobatics, just everything about it, it was there. And I was like, oh shit, this is why everybody wears Bullet Club shirts.
Yeah.
And this is why, because this shit's cool. Like it's fun.
It is fun. You just
WWE
nailed it,
dude. Is almost like it's a chore.
It is a chore. And it's just, dude, it's sad for all the talent they have. I mean, it's good for them because great, these guys get to go and provide for their families, get a hella paycheck, and actually develop a presence, a global presence for their brand. Whether they leave there and most of the guys can't be who they were because their names are always trademarked and shit, you know? But it's so business-like, man. It's like a stale box of Cheerios, man. I feel really bad for those guys like Finn Balor and I can't really say AJ because he's on top, you know? But there are a lot of talented dudes that just... Man, I think they're just so WWE is so too big for their own fucking britches, you know?
Yep.
It's like they have all these talents. What they should have did was kept separate promotions. They should have kept WCW around.
NECW,
but let those guys run it how they were. Yes, oversee it, so make sure WCW wasn't how it was at the end, you know, but keep that brand around, and they should have. And now they're trying to give you the whole, well, we're competing with ourselves because we have NXT and whatever bullshit flavor of the month they pop out. And it's just, it's not, I don't know, the brand split is the perfect example. It doesn't feel different. There's still SmackDown guys showing up on Raw. And when they do, it's not exciting. Whereas now in the independent, and not even independent, because I'd hate to call ROH and New Japan and all these independent promotions, because then, in my mind, I think a lot of people's minds, that means just a little small bingo hall shit. And that's not what not all these guys are. But how New Japan and NWA and ROH and Impact Wrestling, everybody is working together and trading talents, dude. Like, this is an era of professional wrestling we've never seen. So outside of WWE in the bland little Vince McMahon world, it's amazing right now. Just like you said, how you're getting it, dude. Why people are wearing Bullet Club shirts and shit. Because it's fun again, dude.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. And there's a lot of shit that's over the top, too, you know?
The thing is with WWE, for me, it hasn't been very fun in a long time, man.
It hasn't.
The last fun...
Early 2000s, maybe?
No, I would say the last... For me, and again, this is just strictly me speaking, the last fun... was the CM Punk era, man. Like, he was one of my favorites of the, newer era. I really liked him, the whole pipe bomb and the whole, you know, I mean, what, he was a champ for, 2 years?
Yeah. Brock just passed his record.
Did he? Yeah.
But he wrestled more than Brock.
Oh, absolutely. Dude, he wrestled every month. He even wrestled on the on SmackDown and Raw, you know? Yeah. And he wrestled, you know, the traveling ones, you know, the untelevised ones, you know?
Oh, yeah, the live arena events.
The live shows,
yeah.
You know, that's the one thing that I really, really liked about him. But it's just WWE in general has gotten bad. But being able to see some of the other stuff, it's really opened up my eyes to, wow, man, it's kind of...
Yeah.
WWE's bad, but this other stuff's really, really good, you know?
Yeah. But it's just a matter of everybody sharing this shit and, like, realizing the same thing that we all realize, you know? Mm-hmm. Because people think of wrestling, and unfortunately, because of that buyout, dude, it's only WWE.
Yeah.
Like, and that's starting to change, dude. It's really getting to a point now. I mean, hell, we have our own... dude, pro wrestling tees in Chicago.
Yep.
We should all go up there sometime. You know, like that's ridiculous. That
OneHourTees.com.
Like yeah. that exists.
Colt
dude.
Cabana.
Yeah. He does. Is he part owner? Because I remember.
I don't know. Colt, if you're watching this.
They're two separate.
Listening, Ed.
One Hour Tees and.
And pro wrestling tees.
Yeah. I think they're two different.
No, pro wrestling tees is owned by One Hour Tees.
One Hour Tees is the website. Yeah.
I take it back.
It's just a division.
I'm sorry. No, Colt Cabana, it'd be awesome if you can call up here one time or come join the podcast and give us the 411 on One Hour Tees, ProWrestlingTees.com.
Oh yeah,
all that other stuff, and bring a JP Dub. We'll give you a JP Dub shirt.
Oh yeah, we'll give it to him.
We'll get one made.
Yeah, when we get one made, don't tell them that.
We have a closet full of them.
We do.
No, we don't.
Warehouse.
They're a rarity.
They're just not made yet.
I seen one on eBay one time go for $1,000.
Yeah, me too.
True story.
I think it was $1,500.
Well, we'll sell to you right now for $19.95.
Who's next?
All right, I'm going to read this two ways. Ronda Rousey admits to crying like a baby after her WWE debut on Saturday.
A Madison Square Garden debut.
Ronda Rousey admits to crying like a baby after her WWE Madison Square Garden debut on Saturday.
Ronda Rousey.
I'm Wubbaface. My name is Harry Wubbaface. Remember Harry? Harry Wubbaface.
Stupid.
Harry Manos.
He was a cool cat, though.
Yeah, he was.
I liked Harry a lot.
But he was just wubba face.
Any thoughts on that?
Nah. She's crying because she's happy.
Oh, okay.
Is there going to be a crying Rhonda? You know how there's like a crying Jordan?
I'm just so glad to be here today.
You know what, though? I
let me choke you.
I like it. I'm glad she's wrestling.
Yeah, I don't care about her crying, though.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm interested in this story right here.
Yes.
Carmella on a viral video of moonwalking DDT.
Oh, yeah.
She quotes, "I can do better, so stay tuned."
Oh, man.
That was actually a clip of her saying that, too.
Really?
Yep.
"I can do better, so stay tuned."
Oh, that. Yeah, there was this clip I seen.
It's actually a really good clip. It's kind of cool.
All right, here it goes. Oh, it's a Michael Jackson. Oh, that was pretty... That was pretty dope. Oh, man. I remember I did that in the gym back in high school to a guy named Ruben.
Ruben was one of the best things I've ever seen in my entire life.
He was cruising for a bruising.
He was.
And his name was Ruben.
You gave a DDT or a moonwalking DDT?
It was a DDT.
It was just a DDT. Okay.
But it was good, though. It was a good form, everything.
Yeah. I even slapped the back.
He did. But you want to know what? It was awesome because it was an actual fight. And it's the only dude I ever met that literally threw somebody a DDT in a fight. It was great.
He saw us try pro wrestling moves.
Yeah.
What about this? I want to bring this one up. Hulk Hogan comments on the NWO anniversary, which we did a episode 9 on the NWO and their impact on the business. You guys can go back in the archives and check that out.
Yeah. Play the audio.
Well, what
here.
I'm going to do is this was Hulk Hogan on Twitter 22 years ago. The biggest run of all time went down. Scott Hall, Real Kevin Nash, and I took over the wrestling world because the Maniacs jumped out for life.
Turn that shit down though. While you're explaining that,
I didn't know I was playing anything. I guess it is playing. I think it was a pop up ad. I didn't play anything.
Uh-oh.
It was me.
But look at this picture right here. Well, look at this old school picture, dude. Walking in.
That's cool.
That's fucking life. That's gangsta. So in this video, I mean, you guys will be able to hear it, but just give you a brief synopsis of it. Hulk just reminisces and gives love about how people appreciated when he made that turn, the infamous heel turn that nobody thought they'd ever see. And he's saying, you know, screw all the red and yellow. Maybe Hollywood needs to come back. And he drops a little hint. Something that's probably not going to happen, because I would be really racked if it did. But yeah, I just, sorry, I wanted to cover that. We got to play that on there, though.
Many are stuck with me. A couple decades ago, NWO. Ooh, the money. Took over for the training prayers and the vitamins, brother. Had to make that switch to sweet. Anyway, Big Kev came down to the crowd. Scott Holly came down to the crowd. I felt the energy. I had to go. Old WWE guys riding that tide. I cannot believe how fans stuck with me. I mean, it was that time I needed to make that change anyway. Perfect storm. But if you guys had stuck with me for 20 plus years and love the Hollywood character so much, the most evil man that ever stepped in a ring was WWE chatter. Getting boring. Getting boring. But not boring to Hollywood. Ooh. You guys stuck with me for 20 years? The loyalty to fans made me a bigger star at Hollywood. Maybe I should just come back down through the crowd and take over the whole WWE for a couple more decades for life.
He still got it.
Yeah, he's the Hulkster. He'll always have it.
Isn't that Tony Schiavone?
Tony Schiavone. He's got a podcast. What's up, Tony? You better call him Tyrone.
We need to get Stone Cold on here from the Stone Cold podcast.
Hell yeah!
Hey, did you ever see the one where Stone Cold tries the different alcoholic beverages?
Yeah, the drinks. He's like, what is this, sex on the beach? Shit sucks. Yeah. He's like, you better get me something with some damn alcohol in there. He's like, I'll get the hell out of here. He's like, I'm all fucking around.
Yeah, he gets pissed.
And he gets his own beer, and he's like, now that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's a Stone Cold IPA or something.
Yeah,
like that.
That's, what is it? I forgot what it is. You guys can Google that. I've been wanting to get some. We'll have to order some.
Yeah.
Try it out on the show and maybe do a review.
A review of the Stone. How many Stone wrestlers have their own beer?
It's a good question. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I know Stone Cold does. I know that at some point there will be Juice and Thunder Lager. So everybody look out for that.
Juice and Thunder.
Juice and Thunder Lager. Shout out to NJPW legend and lager, one of my favorite types of beers. Yeah. All right.
You ready for the game?
Hogan knows best.
I'm looking at all the rest of the stories, and they're like,
they're lame.
Well, no, here's a good one, though, just real quick. And I won't have to look this up because I know this one. There's this Taylor Hendricks was a girl, really hot, kind of like pasty white chick, but, you know, real good looking girl, red hair, was in Impact, and then ROH with the House of Truth and Jay Lethal and Truth Martini. Well, I guess just recently she came out and said that she didn't advance in the company because she refused sexual advances from and suggestions from Jay Lethal, a.k.a. Black Machismo. Yeah, dig it. Where's the snake? So, I mean, that's kind of a big deal going on right now. So he's, I guess he just issued a statement denying the allegations made by Taylor Hendricks, but she's all lawyered up, and, you know, that's a shit show. I hope it's not true, because I really do dig Jay Lethal's, like, the shit. If you guys watch Being the Elite, he is tapping back into the Black Machismo persona, but, you know.
These stories are always a little rough.
Yeah.
I always hope they're not true, and then when you find out they aren't, it's a relief. When you find out they are, it's just rough to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
For everybody.
Yeah. So. Well, you know what? Pro wrestling is very much real when it comes to sexual advances.
You ready for the game?
I'm ready!
Time to play the game! Yeah!
Every time we play a game, I get nervous about whether or not the game is good. I have been accused of being sexist. So this game is all about female pro wrestlers.
Enter applaud.
Players going to be chicks.
So in the future, we are going to break down more, because I actually want to get into it in the next couple weeks about like Glow, because a documentary came out with Glow.
Season 2 on
Netflix. I used to watch Glow when I was little with my brother. season two of the show Glow came out. So all this Glow stuff is out. It's a really cool history. And they paved the way for some other stuff. And
stuff they're doing now and the whole women's revolution, if you're a WWE nut. But outside of that, just real quick, if I can interject this little note for you, there's a promotion called Rise Women of Pro Wrestling out in Chicago. And Impact, actually, I think this past weekend, just did a pay-per-view from there. A one-night-only women's pay-per-view. So, you know, you guys go online, search for that, check it out, impactwrestling.com. And once again, going back to the thing with promotions working together to bring in and bring you good talent, you know. I just saw Ray Phoenix on Impact, too, fight Rich Swann, a guy who was just recently released from WWE, and ridiculous stuff. So there you guys go. Let's get this shit out.
Let's go.
All right. This is the game. This is how you explain it. Ready? I will list, because I know you guys do know a lot of female wrestlers, but I don't know the extent of your knowledge. So,
wow, women of wrestling.
I am going to list a number of female wrestlers. One of those wrestlers is not a real wrestler. Okay. You need to identify the wrong one. How do you do this? We don't have buzzers. We will never get buzzers. So you buzz in by saying your name. You say Ed or you say Juice.
I'm coming for you.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The first one's a softball.
That's cheating over there.
Extra points if you can even get close to getting this whole name right. Ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
And the wrestlers are Mickey James, Natalia Neidhart, Sasha Banks, and Selena Curbs for Days, Oh Hell
Juice.
Yeah Rodriguez, a.k.a. The Hourglass, a.k.a. Too Sexy, a.k.a. Goddamn Girl, a.k.a. formerly known as Richard No Nonsense Rodriguez, a.k.a. Dick Vaney.
Why did that just make me a little aroused hearing that name? But I'm going to say it's the last one.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling good about this game. I did nicknames and my list. There is just regular proper names. So I guess it'll just be easy. Ready?
What?
Second one. And the names are. Oh, shit. Becky Lynch, Gail Kim, Paige, Trish Stratus, Samantha Shardlegs, and Lita.
Ed. Samantha Shardlegs.
That is correct.
Very good, very good.
Because I'm going off of three different lists, if I repeat lists, my bad. Ready? Next wrestler. China, rest in peace. We won't even joke around. Laura Dennis, Lou Fisto, and Lala Rough Bottom Chin Stubble.
Juice.
You got it? Yes, Juice.
It was like the air coming out of my wet balloon. You know what a wet balloon is?
Extra points if you know what a wet balloon is.
You guys figure it out. Wait, what was it? Can I get one more time?
Sure. China, rest in peace.
Yep.
Laura Dennis, Lou Fisto, and Lala Rough Bottom Chin Stubble.
Chin Stubble.
That is correct.
Hey, dude, that was a tough one, Lou Fisto, but I just found out about her.
Lou Fisto. Very attractive lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Open to interpretation. All right.
I'm not a monster.
Ready? This one's going to be a little...
This one's going to hurt.
Speaking of that, ready? Ruby Riott, Jade, The Fabulous Moolah, Nia Jax, and Brooke Hogan.
Hashtag Juice.
Yeah.
They are all women wrestlers.
Was Brooke Hogan... I didn't think Brooke Hogan ever wrestled.
She wrestled.
His daughter?
She was in TNA.
God damn it.
You got to give that one to me.
Yeah, I will. And negative point for me as the runner of the show.
Yeah.
Brooke was on Hogan Knows Best.
That she was. She looked just like Hogan.
Ready? Kia Stevens, Beth Phoenix, cheerleader Melissa, and Karen Hill.
Juice.
Ed.
Go ahead, Juice.
The first one.
That is incorrect.
Shit!
Kia Stevens, Beth Phoenix,
fuck,
cheerleader Melissa, or Karen Hill.
Karen Hill.
Bam.
That is correct.
Extra bonus if you know what movie that character is from.
Karen, why did you do that?
What is that?
She's the wife from Goodfellas that flushed their...
Oh, that's right! Karen!
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All their cocaine down the toilet.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Damn, some Ray Liotta up in this bitch.
I knew that, too. Well, I didn't know it, I know.
I guess you didn't.
He has an awkward laugh in that movie.
He has an aqua lad in that movie.
He has an awkward laugh in life. But you're always welcome, Ray Liotta. We love you.
Yeah. Welcome to the
He's game. Great. Always wanted to be a gangster.
This one's going to be tough because allegedly there are two.
They Ready? Don't shave.
Santana Garrett, Ember Moon, Sherry Mediocre Blah, Madison Eagles, and Georgette Chest Hair Konkretsky.
Juice.
Ed.
Juice?
Georgette Konkretsky and what was the third one?
Cherry Mediocre Blah.
Yeah, yeah.
That is correct.
Double points.
Yes, double.
Double your pleasure. Double your fun.
Double Manchus.
Double Manchus.
Currently the score is, just like the last couple weeks, Juice has 5, Ed has 2, and Stefan has -1.
Oh,
he's also
know.
Not playing. Ready?
Yes.
Nikki Bella, Carmella, Mercedes Martinez, Christine Tampon Face.
Ed.
Yes, Ed.
Christine Tampon Face. No fuck.
That is correct. Bam!
The fourth one.
It is always
it's so funny.
You start to develop or understand this formula.
He runs me, you're going to switch it up. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, I'll mix it up.
They're always the most ridiculous stuff.
They are.
Ready? Stephanie McMahon, Carol Dinner Roll Bowling Ball Round Body, Nicole Matthews, and Sienna.
Juice.
Ed.
Go ahead, Juice.
The Butterball Chicken Turkey.
Carol Dinner Roll Bowling Ball
chicken,
Round Body?
Turkey, yeah. Chicken.
That's correct.
Bean, green, potato, tomato, chicken, turkey, chicken.
You name it! That is correct. Bam!
I got real hungry whenever I hear that sound.
Ready?
Look!
Yeah. Yeah. I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, Alfredo. Chicken and blessings. Chicken and blessings.
All right, ready? Io Shirai, Rosemary, Cindy Sex Cabbage,
Juice,
Ronda Rousey,
Ed,
Juice.
Ed,
Cindy Sex Cabbage.
That is correct.
That is correct.
What is a sex cabbage, dude?
Let's find out.
God, that's a great name.
Probably very ready? Tasty cabbage.
Vita Scott, Madeline Thunder Country Stevens, Sarah Del Rey,
Amanda Ed. Country,
Ed.
Thunder Country.
That is correct. Bam.
Madeline Thunder Country Stevens,
Thunder Pussy 65.
Current score is Juice has 6, Ed has 5, Stefan still at -1. Next one.
You can tell it's already funny.
Sweet Soraya, Alicia Fox, Kimberly, Medusa, or Borkarina.
Juice.
Borkarina.
Juice.
Let me see the whole name.
Go ahead.
I'll give it to you.
All right.
Because you know who it is already.
I know. Go ahead.
Borkarina, Big Dick Clitoris, Laser.
Ed.
Juice.
Juice already said. We'll give it to Juice.
Bork Dick Laser.
That is correct.
Bork Laser.
Bork Laser.
Ready? Did I say Kimberly already? I just
yeah.
said
yeah. She's right. Real thang.
She's a real thang.
What the hell did I write?
There's got to be a lightning round.
Just want to let people know who didn't see us go Facebook Live because my video turned out shitty. We rode a golf cart up here to the green door.
An 80s golf cart.
Hell yeah. It kicks ass and you don't.
All right. The next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 will be lightning rounds.
Yes.
They will literally be...
2 seconds, like me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's only going to be two names. But you have to wait till I say done.
Okay.
So, as per usual, Ed's really good at this.
Yeah.
When I say done, just say your name. And then, well, then also answer. Ready?
All right.
Lightning round. First two names. Tan Lines McLawnmower Bag or Candice LeRae.
Ed.
Done.
Tan Lines. Ed.
Yes, Ed.
Tan Lines McLawnmower Bags.
That is correct.
Tan Lines. I thought we got to get the triple figure.
That is correct. It'll be a lot faster in post-production. Ready?
Oh, yeah.
This one is really stupid. Ready? Rest in peace. Mae Young or Amanda Huggins.
Juice. Ed.
Amanda Huggins. Kiss.
Yes, Ed.
Fuck!
Amanda Hugginson.
No! No! No!
I passed this school. It is incorrect. Amanda Huggins. Kiss.
That is correct.
Yeah! You're trying to trick me, Trebek.
That is erect. That is erect.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Is it Barbara TLC Davidovich? TLC stands for Tender Lovin' Crabs. Or Layla L.
Juice.
Done.
Ed.
Yes, Ed.
Tender Lovin' Crabs.
That is correct. Bam!
God damn it.
They are tender, though. They're kind of crispy when you crack them. On your crotch.
The crusty crab.
Ready. Remember, if you hear me say done, ready? And the two names are Ivanka Garlic Breath or Carrie Hojo. Done.
Ed. Ed. Ed.
You got to go with who said Jiff first. I heard it go.
All right, here, we'll thumb wrestle for it.
I love thumb wrestle.
All right.
This is lightning
one,
round.
One, two, three, four. I declare the NWO cheat. You got to cheat.
Somehow we brought out steel chairs in a thumb wrestling match.
Go ahead, Juice.
Let's see if Ed remembers the name, though.
No, don't do that, because I don't remember the name. You got to say it again.
Hoyo or Iho or Ivanka Garlic Breath?
Ivanka Garlic Breath.
That is correct. Bam!
And for the last one, which I guess these were way funnier in my head. And the names are Angel, 10th Wonder of the World, Triple Titsky, or Melina Perez. Done.
Ed. Ed.
You want to thumb wrestle for it again?
No, he
Ed.
Got it.
All right, Ed.
Triple Titsky.
That is correct. Bam!
Were you watching fucking Total Recall or something?
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to do something like something awesome, so I was trying to write a name with like the double
that would
badge,
be awesome,
like a double vagina, but I couldn't do one.
Sometimes you can consider the butt a vagina.
And
a vagina. Crap, be a vagina.
Final score is Ed with 8,
yeah.
And the dynasty has fallen. New champion with 9 points.
Yeah! Bring it on,
Justin!
Home.
Juice!
What?
I'm changing my name to Justino Herdez.
So, Juice, my name is Tony Schiavone, and I just want to say, what do you think about this victory that you have?
Well, let me tell you something, Tony. It felt real great to fucking win tonight. After all the adversity I went through, after the weeks of defeat, the Juice pulled out, and he came out on top real big. I'm proud to be wrecked right now.
Well, Juice, did you ever hear about the one time Hulk Hogan said, Hogan knows best?
I threw it at
All right, now we got things we're excited about. I know what I'm excited about. Well, what upcoming events or things that are going
on? How excited do you get?
How excited do I get?
Yeah.
Real excited.
I don't know how to answer that question. Real excited. Super excited.
How excited do you get, Juice?
I get fucking pumped!
Me too.
Yeah. Me three.
Oh, yes.
So, go ahead, Seren.
Well, I'd like to start with Ed. Ed, got anything you're excited about for the next week or two?
I'm super excited about this N64 Turn-a-Mizzle we got going down over at the Green Dizzle.
I guess all three of us might talk about the same thing.
I know. I'm excited about it.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the N64 wrestling tournament. Springboard's coming.
No, I'm excited about it. This is it's 16 person. 16 person spot.
16 person.
Christine 16 tournament.
I almost said 16 man, but everyone is welcome.
So, yeah. So you're not sexist.
Well, you can be the divas.
This is the official episode.
But I am the one that wrote Angel, 10th Wonder of the World, Triple Titsky.
Oh, God.
Hide your kids! Yeah, this tournament's going to be the shit, man. And looking to have a good time. What day are we thinking about?
So it's an official day. So Sunday the 22nd.
Okay.
At the Green Door Bookstore in Hobart, Indiana, 220 Main Street.
220 Main.
Beautiful, historic downtown Hobart.
Downtown Hobart.
The lovely Lake George Hobart, Indiana.
Oh, yes.
Store closes at 5. It'd be nice if you got there early.
Yes.
We start the tournament at 5.
5 o'clock, closed door ceremony. You know,
so we say about 4:30, get in there, register, all your other stuff, get in
there. Well, we're going to have flyers and stuff up at the Green Door, like, right now, and as of earlier than right now. We can get that out as soon as possible to get people to sign up. And, I mean, it'll be a good time. Where are we going to have prizes? It'll be a $5
buy-in. $5
buy-in.
Contact us through greendoornetwork@gmail.com, or you can message any one of us on the Juice Pro Wrestling Facebook page, yep, or the Green Door Network one. Actually, it's better if you do it on the Juice one.
On the Facebook.
Yeah.
On the Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook, Juice
Contact,
Pro Wrestling.
Reserve your spot, but you do have to come to the bookstore to sign up.
Right.
And the day of, if you do not get in the tournament, you are more than welcome to come and hang out and be part of the festivities. We'll be doing a little filming. We might do a couple giveaways during the span of the thing, but it's going to be super exciting, and it's going to be super fun, and it's going to be the first of many.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it'd be nice if you could tell people that you're the champion of the first ever once this shit goes global.
Yes.
It's bragging rights.
Yeah. We're going to be doing shit on Twitch, too. You know, the JP Dub first ever JP Dub Nintendo Vintage Video Game Tournament featuring Nintendo 64 featuring WWF.
No Mercy.
It will also be a round robin, double elimination tournament.
Yes.
And that
way... So you're saying there's a chance.
There's always a chance.
That is correct.
So yeah, that's the hype for now.
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking great. We'll have one more episode online a few days before the tournament if you want other details, or just we're just going to talk about how excited we are. But otherwise, just come to the bookstore, sign up, or contact us through the Juice Pro Wrestling Facebook page.
Yep.
And... let's get it going.
Yeah.
Any details you can find in those two locations, it's going to be very, very exciting.
Yeah.
Pick up a flyer, share it with your friends, and
more importantly,
share it on social media.
Yeah. Instagram, Juice Pro Wrestling, Twitter, at JP Dub Podcast. You can email me at jpdubpodcast@gmail.com. What else do I got going on?
You got the Facebook.
The Facebook. The JP Woo. Juice Pro Wrestling Universe group.
Yep.
There's going to be information in digital content posted on this all across the board. So whatever you follow, YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher.
Yeah, we will have flyers at the Green Door. We'll put flyers. I'm sure we can put flyers at like Cagney's and some of the local establishments out here too.
Yeah.
So we'll put flyers there. Feel free to grab one and stop in the Green Door to get registered. Pay your five bizzles.
Yeah. And like I said, I'd like for a decent amount of people to show up. You know, I guess we'll keep it down to whoever we can fit in the store, you know, realistically. But just everybody have a good time and kind of...
Well, there's also a couple other locations. I mean, you could always hang out at Three Monkeys. You could hang out
And that's the cool thing about downtown. Yes. You got Montego Bay or Three Monkeys or Cagney's if you want to kill a couple of minutes. Or even, you know, going to Three Monkeys to Art Theater. Which, hey, who knows? Maybe one day we'll do a video game tournament on that big screen.
The big screen.
You hear that? You hear that, Art Theater? JP
Coming
Dub.
Soon.
Yes.
To the big screen. To the big screen.
But yeah, this is going to be cool. It'll be cool for a lot of reasons.
It also coincides with the Green Door's 1-year anniversary being open.
Right.
That'll be on Friday. So if you're free the Friday, the 20th, come on down. We're going to do a huge thing.
Freaky Friday.
Probably going to have some vendors, some giveaways. Same with Saturday. Might sneak in a little live music, whatever we can get away with.
Yes.
Within the confines of the bookstore. And then the tournament happens on Sunday. I, for one, will be dressing up.
I, for two, will be dressing up.
I, for three, will do whatever the hell it is I want to do. But I'll probably be dressing up.
So yeah, come in, tell friends. It's going to be a blast.
It'll be a blast for wrestling fans and just fans of any form. If you want to come out and be entertained and see old school, relive your childhood, play some Nintendo 64. This is just the first tournament in game that's in store. You know, we got other plans also, coming at you.
For those of you that say, "Why there's never anything to do in Northwest Indiana,"
yeah.
Exactly. One of those
is going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun in all ages. It doesn't matter how old you are.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to, as long as you got $5, tell your mommy and daddy bring $5 down the green door.
But the thing is, what's going to happen is you say that, and then you get these 9-year-old kids that just stomp a mud hole in our ass.
Yeah, I don't know about that. We're on our home turf.
I know. They don't know anything about that N64.
Yeah, the last time they played that was like on a Raspberry Pi or something. So it's not, you know, it's like all the modded shit. You know?
They'll look at it like they look at regular telephones.
Yeah,
right. I'm talking about the real deal.
We know how to use the specials and build up the momentums.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to work.
No secrets.
Go ahead, Ed. Tell all your secrets.
I'm not telling anything.
Oh, secrets are your
last
secretions.
Thing about the tournament. When you sign up, you get to pick your wrestler. So it behooves you
to check out the roster.
To sign up as soon as possible to get your favorite person.
Yes. Yeah, you can... And, if you're not familiar with the roster, just Google Nintendo 64, WWF No Mercy.
We'll have it posted,
too. We'll have that posted. What else was I going to say about that? But there will be no created characters, unfortunately. I mean, because I would destroy all you guys with
everybody.
AJ Styles. Anyway, I made a badass AJ Styles.
Did you?
It looks just like him. And yeah, I've upgraded him. The thing is, I've kept my created characters on that little cartridge for the past 20 years.
I'm surprised you didn't create a JP Dub.
I have done that all the time. I'm like kind of like the create a character guy, though. You know, just bald dude, throw some fucking a bandana and a goatee. That's good to go.
He said, "Hey yo."
Also, when you sign up, it would be sign up if you have any AKAs. We would love to have as many as you have, so we can give you proper introductions. Because one of the cool things we are going to be doing is every one of the 16 people will get an introduction.
Yes. Yes, that'll be really cool. You know,
by Tony Schiavone?
If I can figure out what he sounds like.
What about Andre?
If that is what you want. That wasn't a good one.
Andre, don't give fuck.
If that is what you want.
What about the Iron Sheik? I don't give a fuck if you come out here, come a clutch.
Who is this guy? Who gives a fuck?
Hell yeah.
And so, then when they lose, they're going to get a, "You're fired."
Yeah. So everybody, come on now. We're going to have a lot of stuff posted up, and you'll be hearing a lot more on my
Juice,
social media every day
Strett,
about it.
Savage, hit me with those dates one more time.
Sunday the 22nd.
Sunday.
The first N64 No Mercy 16-man round robin tournament.
The first day of pain.
At 5
p.m. At 5 p.m. at Green Door Books, 220 Main Street, Hobart, Indiana.
Be there or be square, yeah.
Square is a fucking box. Hey, seriously though, guess what happens when we come at you?
What?
When I'm up. When I'm up.
When I'm up.
When I'm up. When I'm up.
No.
Yeah, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the Green Door Network is proud to introduce to you their podcast tag team champions of the world, Big Ed the Assassin, Juice the Christ Almighty, the JP Dub. And if you ain't got any time for that, guess what? I got two words for you.
Say it, Triple H.
Fuck it!
You gonna do sex to me?